Today's reading can be found in the Bibles in front of you on page 723. It's the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. So that's page 723, book of Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. Comfort for God's people. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody. Good to be with you. And thank you for the reading, Catherine. Well, very quickly, here's the situation. The Jews were in exile in Babylon after being taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar, who led his armies against Judah and laid siege to Jerusalem. We're talking about 500 to 600 BC. He killed many people and took many Jews as captives back to Babylon. He destroyed the Jewish temple and he left Jerusalem in ruins. King Cyrus of Persia allowed the Jews to return to Israel after 70 years of exile, as prophesied. And in our reading today, that's what we heard, the words of the prophet Isaiah, who speaks at the end of exile, and the Israelites return to Jerusalem. Isaiah brings words of comfort. Judah's sins have been forgiven. And he brings words of hope. They will soon return to their homeland. He talks about the way home that God has made possible. And as we heard there, a voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. Isaiah refers to a highway for the Lord, a road that comes out of the desert and the wilderness. The highway that the Israelites would have travelled on runs through the desert from Babylon to Judah. It was a long, long way. Elevated roads, such as this highway, were also used for processions of rulers or kings. It was dangerous to travel through the wild country along these roads. The roads were often obstructed by pieces of rock and stones. In places, they were overgrown by cactus and sharp thorned bushes. When royal people travelled, it was customary to send representatives ahead to prepare the way. The stones were moved out of the way, deep holes and cart ruts were filled, and the road was made smooth and straight. It actually reminds me of some roads in Western Kenya where we've been on mission. I've got a picture here. The soil is a deep, rich red colour. And I can tell you, the dust gets everywhere. Everywhere. For weeks afterwards, everywhere. And the roads, they're real bone shakers. Well, before we go on mission, Clive usually makes a visit in advance. He likes to go and prepare the way for us. And I've got a short bit of film to show you from a pre-mission trip that Clive made to Kenya. Thank you. The early morning mist and Clive on the back of the bike has no relevance to today's talk. But I just thought it was nice to see him having a bit of fun. But, of course, I wanted you to see how heavily it can rain in Kenya and, as Clive experienced, just how the roads become rivers of mud. Then the hot African sun comes out and the roads, now all churned up, are baked solid, leaving a very uneven surface and loads of deep ruts. I actually remember one time when I was there, the district commissioner was coming to visit and a truck was going along the roads and he was smoothing it out. He was filling the holes and he was removing boulders and he was preparing the road for their special visitor. Well, coming back to our scripture today, the special visitor, the king, is God himself who comes to lead his people home. And these words from Isaiah, they're heard again in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew. They quote Isaiah and they refer to John the Baptist, sent to prepare the way for Jesus. Matthew 3, verses 1 to 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John the Baptist points towards the expected Messiah. He urgently calls people to repent, to turn around and return to God. So John prepared the highway or the way for the Lord. And Jesus in turn prepared the way for us. Can we have our picture up? Lovely, thank you. So as we prepare ourselves for Christmas, we think about Jesus coming to his people, to us. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus Christ is the way for all of us to enter into a relationship with God, to know the truth and receive salvation and eternal life. We need to follow his way, seeking always to lead holy lives in obedience to God. Not only has he prepared the way for us, but he knows, even today, that we face difficulties as we walk along our personal highways. There are boulders in the way. Deep ruts make it hard to move forward, and the mud slows us down. He wants to bring comfort to you today by letting you know that during the hardest times in your life, he is with you. Emmanuel, God with us. Our reading ends with more words of comfort. Let's take these to heart because they are for you. They're for me. They're for all of us. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. What a lovely picture this presents. The shepherd, our Lord Jesus, holding us in his protective, strong, loving arms. As we look at our own roads, our highways, let us look ahead. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who has gone ahead of us to prepare the way to the Father, who walks beside us in our times of need and is there ahead of us, waiting for us to come to him. One day the end of exile will come for us all as our Heavenly Father leads us home. Until then, may you find peace, strength, and comfort as he guides you on your highway through life and along the way that he has prepared for you. Amen.